When you think about a hurricane, what comes to mind? A lot of wind and rain? Or complete and total stillness? The truth is, both are present. At the center of a hurricane is something called the eye of the storm, a place where the wind calms and the rain stops and the sun shines. Edward R. Murrow once described flying through the eye of the storm as flying through a great bowl of sunshine. There's an interesting parallel here with the reality of prayer in our lives. Sometimes our lives can feel like hurricanes, noisy, confusing, and unpredictable. But for every storm in life, God provides an eye, the experience of prayer. Prayer is designed as direct communion between us and God. It's a one-on-one connection that revitalizes, renews, and transforms us. And a central part of this exchange is the experience of His peace. So even if the rest of our life feels like 150-mile-an-hour winds and stormy seas, when we pray, we find the storm's eye, a place of calm and serenity. For an example, we can look to our own Lord and Savior, Jesus. Luke tells us, Jesus often withdrew to lonely places and prayed. During the years of His active ministry, Jesus experienced many storms, resistance from both natural and supernatural enemies, the strain of teaching, and a rigorous travel schedule that took Him back and forth across the Holy Land. And so, even for the incarnate Son of God Himself, the experience of His Father's peace was essential to getting through each day. Sometimes the circumstances of our lives can feel like a hurricane. And when they do, I hope you take a cue from our Lord's example and remember that if you want to experience true peace in even the harshest of circumstances, you can always find the eye of the storm in prayer. I'm Joseph Tkach, speaking of life.